Hey guys, welcome to the LifeWord Podcast Studio. Day by Day Dangerous coming at you with some, hopefully they are helpful warnings, cautions to us as we open up God's Word and we study it. That we want to be aware of the kind of these dangerous Bible study habits that we sometimes fall into. And so the one that I want to talk to you today is what I would call root word problems. Root word problems. As you advance in your study of the Bible, you will come across different helpful resources. And sometimes we can get into the original languages and we can start researching particular words that we're coming across in the text of Scripture. And one of the fallacies, one of the dangers that we can run into when we do this is to think that a particular word is always and only defined by its root or its origin in etymology. And so let me give you an example of that in the English language. To make the mistake in the English language would be to take a word like butterfly and see that it's made up of the word butter and fly, and then that's where we derive our definition of it, to where in reality the definition of butterfly doesn't have anything to do with butter or necessarily flies. And so we've got to be careful of this. Here's how we can make the mistake in our when we're studying the Bible and we do get into the original languages. One of the common ones is this word for power, this word for power, which is dunamis. That's oftentimes the word that's used to talk about the power of God, this dunamis, from which we get our word dynamite. But when we think of dynamite, we think of explosive, grand, destructive type of power, but that's not necessarily the idea behind the word when it's being used in the Greek language. So we have to be careful of projecting our understanding of a word onto the word that is used in the Greek language. And we need to be sure that we understand that word in context. And so one of the dangers that we can come into is just by defining a particular word solely in one way, only in one way. For instance, in the Greek, there are several different words for love. There is agape love, which we are probably most familiar with, and that's what we define as God's love, God's unconditional love for us. And there is phileo love, which is a brotherly type of love, and that's, you know, like Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. But those two words, their meanings actually overlap. And so, yes, it is true that when God talks of Jesus in the Gospels, in the Gospel of John in chapter 3, verse 35, he talks about loving the Son, and it's that word agape. But he also talks about the Father loving the Son with a phileo love in John chapter 5. And then if you think about in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul tells Timothy that Demas agapes the world. So it's not a sacrificial love that Demas loves the world with. It's not that usual definition that we use. And so once again, this comes back to something that we've talked about previously, is that we have got to look at the context of Scripture as we are trying to define certain words within the text. Words are flexible. They have a shade or they have a variety of meanings, and we need to be aware of the context of Scripture and how that informs what the author is talking about with a particular word. So don't fall into the trap of just having an exclusive definition of a word or the trap of projecting our modern-day definition of a word onto how it was used in the past. All right? Until next week on Day by Day Dangerous.